All right. Good morning, everyone. Welcome back. You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver. My name is Oliver, and welcome back to another Discali episode. It is Friday, September 27th, 2024. It is a beautiful day here in Vancouver. We have been having a little bit of cloudy, rainy weather. It's been a little bit icky, I'm not going to lie. And you know what that means. When it comes with icky weather, it comes with feeling a little bit icky, not going to lie. I have been feeling under the weather a little bit. But we are here, we are back, and we are obviously in with more music, new artists, new everything. I mean, I always love to yap about music, so you know I'm gonna have a new artist for you guys. And I've been meaning to do this one for a minute, and what better day than do it today? And I'll tell you guys why in a minute. But before we get into it, I want to acknowledge and state that CITR is live and broadcasting off the unceded traditional and ancestral lands of the Musqueam, Coast Salish, and Tsleil-Waututh Nations. If you're just joining us right now, good morning, everyone. You are listening to Discali. But let's get straight into it. If you don't know how this show works, basically for about, I always say about half, but I always end up going a little bit more. But for about half of the show, we talk about a pretty mainstream artist. We talk about their music, their discography, one album that I like to focus on, and then we just kind of like go through their genres, who they are, their history, how they started, you know, just talk about that, play some of their music, and then halfway through the show-ish, we move on to our discovered artist of the week, which is someone that I think sounds pretty similar. Today is a little bit harder. I usually state that sometimes because sometimes artists are very, like, they have their own sound, so trying to find someone who is pretty similar to them is quite hard, and that's kind of like a situation that I've ran into today, but I think I've kind of nailed it as much as I can. But we'll be going through a discovered artist of the week, talk about their discography, talk about who they are, and just kind of listen to their music for the first time, give our opinions, and see what we think about it. But that's basically how Discali works. I am alone here today. I don't have a guest with me. So you'll be hearing a lot of my beautiful voice. If you can't hear, it's a little bit sniffly, but we're here. But the artist that I want to talk about today is none other than Cigarettes After Sex. Now, it's not one artist, it's a band, for those that don't know. But the reason I wanted to talk about Cigarettes After Sex today, in specific today, is because they are in Vancouver today, tonight. They have a concert at Rogers Arena. And yes, you best believe I am going to be there. I am 100% going to be there. I've had those tickets secured. My best friend said, "Do you want to go?" I'm going with my mom. And I said, "Yeah, why not?" So we're going to go to that concert tonight. And I'm super, super stoked. And yeah, honestly, like, if it were raining, I would not be mad. I feel like Cigarettes After Sex, their music is very, like, rain, very gray. I mean, everything, every, like, post, every, like, media post that they have is, like, black and white. All of their albums are black and white. A little bit of gray, like it's nothing like colorful, which I love because I love the aesthetics of Cigarettes After Sex. Now, who is Cigarettes After Sex? Cigarettes After Sex was formed in El Paso, Texas in 2008 by the lead founder and singer Greg Gonzalez. This band bends the normative definition of dream pop, shoegaze, ambient pop, slowcore, and indie rock. I know those are a lot of genres that I just, you know, just barfed. But dream pop is probably the main one that I would say is like what defines them. Dream pop as well as like psychedelic pop, and ambient pop, if I'm being real. Shoegaze is like super niche. Not that many people listen to shoegaze, nor do a lot of people listen to slowcore. Indie rock is a bit of like an overstatement because indie rock can be a little bit like aggressive at times. And if there's something that Cigarettes isn't, is that they're not aggressive at all. They're very slow. They're very gentle. I mean, their lyrics aren't exactly gentle, but like their production's very gentle and very like grounded, if that makes sense. But yeah, so the band consists of three members. There's the founder, Greg Gonzalez. Then we have, I'm wondering who is bass and who is the drummer. But we do have, let me see. Oh yeah, Randall Miller as bass and Jacob Tomsky as the drums. So you really just need three people to make Cigarettes After Sex work. They're currently signed to Partisan Records, and I think they still have a shared record label with Spanish Prayers, which I'm pretty sure that one is based out of El Paso, Texas. They have a total of three albums. They started off with their self-titled album. I actually don't exactly remember what year, but I think it was 2017. And then they released Cry in 2019, and then they just released X's in 2024. Now, if we're going to take a wild guess of what album I'm going to do today, yes, I will be doing their recently released 2024 album, X's. They have made their way up into mainstream music due to the described voice of their lead vocalist, Greg Gonzalez, being androgynous. Now, if people don't know what androgynous means that the voice doesn't exactly fit into a gender binary, the gender binary of being man or man or woman. It cannot be distinguished if a man is singing or if a female is singing, or if a woman's singing, sorry. So Greg's voice is kind of like a median, if that makes sense, or like you can't exactly tell or like perceive what person's singing it, which honestly I think makes Cigarettes After Sex who they are, and also adds to this kind of like gentle feel to it, because I think his voice is very airy. It's very like light, which is nice. And setting the tone for what dream pop / psychedelic pop music is. I always like to try and find, because whenever I think of dream pop and psychedelic pop, I always think of Cigarettes After Sex. I think I remember when I did Lana Del Rey, I think that was my third show episode. I had my friend Autumn and we were talking about Ultraviolence by Lana Del Rey. And there was like one song where we were like, wow, like this is super Cigarettes After Sex. And like, that's how I apply it, which I'm pretty sure I think Lana Del Rey's Ultraviolence did come out before Cigarettes After Sex released their first album. But I will say Cigarettes After Sex was formed in 2008. So like they were trying to find their sound since then. But I'm not saying like that bands aren't allowed to influence from each other, but it's just like, I always compare it to them before I compare it to anyone else, if that makes sense. The album I'll be talking about today is X's. It was released in July 12th of 2024. I actually remember their release date very, very clearly because when they released their album, I was actually in London. And if there's anything you know about London, is that record stores are a lot better over there. They have a record store called Rough Trade Records. And I remember when it released in July, I was in London and I told my family, I was like, I need to go to the record store because if they release a special version of their record on a vinyl pressing, like I'm going to go crazy. I need to go. And I remember I took a couple listens to the album. I really, really liked it. It's your typical Cigarettes After Sex album. And I went to the record store and they didn't have anything special, but I did end up buying their album from not Rough Trade, but actually I went to FOP Records. I think that's what it's called. And the only reason is because one, it was cheaper, and two, they were giving away free like Cigarettes After Sex postcards with every purchase. And I was like, oh yeah, like that's going to be me. It's under the genre of ambient pop and shoegaze. The only producer off of this album, believe it or not, is the founder and lead vocalist himself, Greg Gonzalez. They had three singles off of the album, one called Tejano Blue, Dark Vacay, and Baby Blue Movie, where... it's kind of just like sets the tone. I think they released these songs like really early on before they released the album, because I know they also, this is funny, they also released their tour dates before they released the album, but I mean like months before. I've had my ticket secured since I think like March or April, and the album came out in July. So I was really like trusting Cigarettes After Sex that their album was going to be good because I spent money on that concert ticket, and thank God it paid off, because you know when you trust an artist, you just know that they're gonna like give you the music that you can kind of expect from them, and I love it, and honestly it was super fun. Before we get into talking about the individual music itself and going down the track list, I do want to say something about Cigarettes After Sex that you can find throughout the discography. And I was talking about this with, I can't remember who, but I always compare it to Taylor Swift, and here's why. Cigarettes After Sex, if there's something that you can identify from them, is that when you listen to the album, it sounds like one continuous song. So let's say, for example, their self-titled album, Cigarettes After Sex, released back in 2017. If you listen to tracks 1 through 10, all the way through, so the whole album all the way through, it's going to sound like one continuous song. You won't be able to differentiate it and know when these songs change. But like that's their vibe, if that makes sense. Like, they can get away with that because, like, that's who they are. And that's, like, what they do. And that's what makes them so unique and kind of, like, you know, like, that's them. That's their band. And, like, I love it. I like it. Keep it going. And that's what happened with Cry. And that's what happened with X's. Now, the reason I say I compare it to Taylor Swift is because Taylor Swift recently released, recently-ish, she released The Torture Poets Department. Now, that album, the extended version, like, what is it called? Like, the dog version? No, I don't even remember. She released 31 songs, and for me, they all sounded the same. They all kind of had the same vibe, which, look, could make sense for an album, I understand, but also the one thing that I didn't like is that Taylor Swift is also known for varying the way her songs sound throughout an album, which is not a bad thing because that can be some other artist's thing. But it, like, every song off the album did sound similar, very, very similar, kind of like a Cigarettes After Sex, but I felt that there was an intention to make them different and it didn't work, if that makes sense. I know I could, like, maybe not exactly be grasping onto the idea that I want to right now, but that's kind of like the balance that artists have to find. Like, if you're going to differentiate them and make it clear. If you're not going to, make it clear that you're not going to and make it sound like one continuous song, but it's actually an album, or make it sound like various different songs and then it's actually an album. That's actually one of the reasons why I didn't love the Tortured Poets Department, but I know some people did because, you know, everyone varies in taste. Now, before I ramble on a lot more about Cigarettes After Sex, I want to play the first song, not off the album, but the first song that I actually ended up falling in love with so, so incredibly much, and that is none other than Tejano Blue. Now, starting off with the track list on the X's album, we start off with the lead title track called X's, and then the second song is Tejano Blue. Now, I tried my best to find an uncensored version of Tejano Blue. I couldn't find it. I'm sorry. So if you are going to listen to the song and you're under the age or you don't want to listen to uncensored music, you can join us back in about like 30 seconds because it's only said in like the first 10 seconds of the song. I'm going to try my best to censor it and then, yeah, and then we'll be back. So I'm going to be playing Tejano Blue by Cigarettes After Sex. You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver and this is Tejano Blue by Cigarettes After Sex. Wait. I'm joking. I don't know why it's not working today, guys. Give me two seconds, and I'll be right back with you guys. Here we go, I think. I think it's going to work now. I got it. Nope. let me try one more thing. I'm just going to put on the radio, and then we'll be right back. Apologies, we are back. My computer was just kind of having a little moment today. Like, I know we're all kind of feeling laggy, but I mean, my computer's not one of them that's allowed to be laggy, but here we are. So now I'm going to be playing. I switched devices. You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM, and this is Tejano Blue by Cigarettes After Sex. Thank you.
the time, and when you got back from your flight, it was the first thing we did. And when you say you want it all, I know you want it all, baby, take it all from me. And when you drag me
That was Cigarettes After Sex with Tejano Blue. You're listening to Discali. Yeah, I mean, you can kind of tell why I love that song so much. It has a little bit of an upper beat compared to other songs that Cigarettes After Sex has. If there's something that I love about it is kind of the actual backstory of the song. I did have to do a little bit of research to know what Tejano Blue actually meant. I kind of had, obviously, Tejano means, like, Texan in Spanish, and so I was like, oh, like, Texan blue, like, what does that mean? And I kind of had a feeling with, like, a style. I don't know why my first thought was denim, like, jeans, like, Tejano denim, and yeah, I ended up being right. So basically, Tejano blue jeans is, like, a type of denim that people wear in Texas, kind of like this country aesthetic, and after doing a little bit of research, Greg Gonzalez, who wrote this song, actually wanted to take inspiration off of kind of like Tex-Mex but also like American country, which I know you can't tell at all that like this song sounds country and or Tex-Mex, like Tejano music. Like I definitely like don't see it anywhere. However, if there's something that does identify a lot with like kind of like Tejano music, if we're thinking like Selena Quintanilla, is kind of like the synth. And I know that's something that Cigarettes After Sex does use. So I think they really just like kind of took the inspiration of the synth from Tejano music and slowed it down, right? And actually ended up saying here, in its second track, Tejano Blue, Gonzalez was inspired from his hometown, El Paso, Texas, as well as Selena's Como La Flor and Cacto Twins, and somehow tried combining the sounds of both artists. If you didn't know already, Selena Quintanilla, I did her for one of my episodes already, so definitely go check that out on the CITR Discoli website. But yeah, I've talked about her a lot. I'm a huge fan of her. I love her so much. And I guess that's like kind of why implicitly I ended up loving so much this song, maybe because it kind of had like a little upper beat compared to it. But it's such like, it's kind of like a love song or a love poem to this imaginary woman, because like, you know, it's talking about a woman that they're singing to. And I kind of just picture like a woman in Tejano blue jeans running through the water, getting in the waves, and just kind of like the waves of Texas, and then just kind of like, yeah, just, you know, just being all pretty, being all beautiful. That's kind of what I think of when I hear Tejano blue. But yeah, moving down the track list, we do have Silver Sable, Hideaway, and Holding You, Holding Me. I was debating between Silver Sable and or Holding You, Holding Me, because I love both of them so much, but I think I have to choose Holding You, Holding Me. I do love that song so, so much. It's so much fun, but you'll kind of see what I mean by like each song kind of sounding the same, but like in different fonts. It's like if you would take one generic Cigarettes After Sex song and then turn it into like 10 different songs, make an album, boom, there you go. That's kind of their vibe, but like that's kind of like, that's kind of why they're so good and why they're so great, is because they do it well, if that makes sense. So yeah, I'll be playing Holding You, Holding Me next, and we'll be back to talk about it. You're listening to CITR 101.9, and this is Cigarettes After Sex.
No matter your disability, you likely face barriers in your everyday life. At Neil Squire, we help break those barriers down by helping you access employment, technology, and the tools you need to live your life to the fullest. As a nonprofit organization, we empower people with disabilities all across Canada, and we are here for you too. Visit neilsquire.ca to learn more.
There are some people that aren't into all the words. There are some people that would have you not use certain words.
Opinions expressed are solely those of the presenter and may not reflect the views of CITR Radio or the University of British Columbia.
Bad words.
Shit, piss, fuck, cocksucker, mother, and tits. Wow.
This program may contain language that some listeners find offensive. Listener discretion is advised.
Tits doesn't even belong on the list, you know?
Jake, you're back.
Don't shut your face. I came back for the music.
All right, welcome back. You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM, and you're listening to The Scully. That was just Holding You, Holding Me by Cigarettes After Sex. I love that song. It's so much fun. If you can't tell by the lyrics, it obviously talks about holding someone, making sure you don't let go, and then kissing them and just having that super romantic and intimate moment with someone and just wanting it to last forever. It also kind of has an upbeat to it, which is usually something that we don't see, again, with Cigarettes After Sex. But if there's something that I definitely, like, picture this. This is, like, my ideal kind of, like, situation and environment when I listen to their album. Picture yourself in a bed, curled up in your sheets with your duvet. You have, like, your fuzzy little blanket that's super, super soft. You have, like, three pillows behind your head. You have, like, this huge window that just looks out into, I don't know, just any outdoor area. It's raining. Not raining too hard, but raining enough where the water trickles down from the top and then just kind of, like, rolls down your window. You can kind of see, like, the difference between kind of, like, the waterfall water kind of going down, but also, like, the little drops that, like, you know, they stop and then they slowly go down. You have, like, a cup of tea with you. You only have one light on, and it's not the main light from your room. It's, like, a little lamp, whether it be a salt lamp or whether it be, like, a little light-up object that you have. It's dark. It's like the time right between a sunset and, like, the absolute pitch-black darkness of a night, and you have nothing to do. You're a little bit sad. Your day didn't go as well as you'd hoped for. That is when you listen to Cigarettes After Sex. That's my ideal time. That was very niche. I'm sorry. That was also very descriptive. But, like, if there's something that I love is when an artist and an album makes me find a place, find a time to listen to their music. Because that means that, like, I have now that concept and that section of my life and that state of where I'm at has now been referred to this artist. And now this artist will make me feel better. And if not, honestly, just be the soundtrack of that memory or what that experience that will become a memory. And now that will have a soundtrack, if that makes sense. Like, you know, when everyone's like, oh, like, this is, like, the soundtrack of my life. Like, this is the soundtrack of this. Like, for me, I kind of view having music in life less like of a one soundtrack of my entire life. I view albums as soundtracks of specific experiences that will later become memories. That attachment that music will have to that specific recall of what happened in your life. Sorry, sometimes I kind of get, like, way too into it. However, that's kind of the vibe. That's kind of, like, where it comes in. I did want to talk a little bit before we move on to the next song. I wanted to talk a little bit about the concert experience. Now, I did say that they're coming today to Vancouver. I think there's still a couple tickets left. So if you do want to go tonight, make sure to snatch them up. They're just on Ticketmaster. Hopefully the resale value isn't too crazy for y'all out there. I know it can definitely be expensive to buy a ticket nowadays with all those crazy resale prices. And the monopoly that is Ticketmaster. However, so I actually saw them already. I could have seen them twice, but I was unable to see them in Montreal. I could have seen them the first time in Montreal. They went to Oshiega in 2023. However, I was not able to see them because I was waiting in line in the pit for Miss Billie Eilish. So I wasn't able to see them then. However, my friend calls me up like 2 days before they came to Vancouver. I wasn't going to go originally because they had actually sold out all of their tickets. And she was like, hey, my best friend can't come anymore. Do you want to go with me? And I was like, yeah, like how much is it? And she was like, $20. I literally saw them at the Orpheum Theater here in Vancouver for $20. $20. And I had a pretty good seat. I'm not going to lie. I was pretty close. And now they've booked out Rogers Arena and my ticket did increase like about 100%, like $130 I think I paid. I can't exactly remember, but it was the increase. And I love when artists that are very miniature, they, you know, become more popular because I'm like, good for you. Like, this is awesome. This is great news. But also I'm like, you're not like the little secret that you were anymore. Like you are now just getting to be mainstream. And it's not sad, but it's like, you know, it's just like, I just want to like hold on to you and you hold on to me. Ha ha hee hee, get it? But yeah, anyways, the next song I do want to play off of their album is going to be Dark Vacay. I love the song. And if we have time, we'll play one more song. But yeah, we'll play Dark Vacay. Like I mentioned, this is one of the, I think this was the second single they released. But yeah, you're listening to CITR 101.9 FM and this is Dark Vacay by Cigarettes After Sex. It does feel sometimes like you just crash and fall. That was Dark Vacay by Cigarettes After Sex. A little bit of a slower paced song, more leaning on like the melancholic, a little bit depression kind of area. But yeah, I love that song. And I know I keep saying like, I love that song. But it's just like, I just like come to love it. It's the love that someone can develop when you kind of, it kind of has this connotation to a sad memory that you have, is really, really, really interesting. Because it can, the love that is harnessed through a sad memory can be so much stronger than a love that is harnessed through a happy memory. And that's something that I can find myself doing a lot with Cigarettes After Sex. Actually, the first time I ever heard their name was from my amazing friend, Autumn. She was honestly, like, she was ahead of her time. I'm not going to lie. She was ahead of her time. She just knew all of these bands before I did. And she just knew what was going to happen and what was going to hit. And she was like, you need to listen to them. I mean, she was telling me, she was like, the only reason I listen to them is because I'm depressed. But, like, you got to listen to them. And obviously, like, I listen to them and I love them. I absolutely fell in love with their type of music and their style. Now, I did want to talk about their vinyl pressings because, you know, I love to talk about a good plastic disc that spins. But yeah, I think they didn't have that many pressings. They had a standard black pressing. They had, let's see, they had a white pressing, which is actually the one that I have. I was actually going to bring my vinyl today, but I didn't have enough hands to do it. So unfortunately, I did not bring it. They had a standard white pressing on their standard cover, and then they had their deluxe version, but it wasn't deluxe because they had more songs on it. It was just deluxe because it was like, I think the album cover was just like a foiled metallic kind of shine to it, which I was actually originally going to buy in London, but I did not have £50 to spare. But yeah. And then they also released Tejano Blue picture disc. So it was like the album, but with the Tejano Blue single artwork. And then it was on a picture disc of like the woman holding the frame, if that makes sense. They also had a gray, a crystal clear. And then I think that was, oh, they had the Dark Vacay LP picture disc. They did have that one. And then I think they had maybe the Baby Blue movie version. They had a lot of versions, actually. They did not keep it to a small number. They did have a Baby Blue Silhouette limited edition picture disc. And then, oh my God, this actually got me mad, and I forgot this actually happened. But the reason I mentioned Rough Trade before is because I remember Rough Trade had announced that it had limited number of signed copies of Cigarettes After Sex at their store in London. And I ran, but obviously their store in Soho, London, literally like one of the hearts of London, ended up like selling out in like give or take 5 minutes. And it took me like 45 minutes to get into town, which is super unfortunate, but it's fine. I'm going to get to see them today and maybe, I don't know, maybe snatch a little merch. Who knows? The last song I do want to play before we move on to our discovered artist of the week is going to be Ambient Slide. I love that song. It's the perfect conclusion to this album because right after Dark Vacay, we have Baby Blue Movie, we have Hot, we have Dreams from Bunker Hill, and right at number 10, we have Ambient Slide. We'll listen to that song, come back, maybe talk about it a little bit more, and then we'll get into our discovered artist of the week. You're listening to Discalis on CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver, and this is Cigarettes After Sex.
You could Royal Otis, live in concert, coming to the PNE Forum in Vancouver on October 22nd. Fresh off the heels of their debut album, Prats in Pain, and the viral cover of Murder on the Dance Floor for Triple J's Like a Virgin, don't miss the Australian duo on their biggest tour yet, Royal Otis, Glory to Glory Fall Tour. Tickets are on sale now at ticketleader.ca. TicketLeader.ca.
Join us every other Wednesday from 6:30 to 8 p.m. for Sam Squanch's Hideaway with your host, Anita B., as she plays all Canadian music with a focus on indie rock and pop.
All right, welcome back. That was us wrapping up Cigarettes After Sex today, their Excess album with Ambient Slide. Guys, we did it. We literally did it, and we still have enough time to play some of our discovered artists. I do want to say before wrapping up Cigarettes After Sex, just kind of giving my opinions on the last song. I originally actually didn't love that song that much. I know, I think my best friend said that that was the song that she actually loved the most. She actually was able to listen to the album on their pre-release kind of like album release or like early release listening party at Neptune Records here in Vancouver. And she said that that was her favorite one or one of her favorite ones. But I actually didn't like it too much. And the reason is because I found it to be a little bit repetitive, just like near the end. But then I did a little bit of research and I look a little bit more into the lyrics and I was wondering, why is it so repetitive or why does it kind of sound like not like a great conclusion? Which I now come to say otherwise, it being a great conclusion, is because if you look into the lyrics, it obviously talks about kind of like insomnia. It talks about like not being able to sleep, kind of like staying up and not wanting to. It does mention a drug called Zolpidem, and it is basically just a medication that people take to treat insomnia so that they're able to sleep. And it's very interesting in the way they produce music. And that's something that I love about how people produce music. It is super, 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 super up to the listener to see how they take it and how they interpret the song. Personally, for me, after listening and knowing that this was about insomnia, not being able to sleep, the ending, it being repetitive, is kind of like when you're falling asleep. And now that you're like, that's why at the end, it just keeps saying like, I think it says like, oh, but you slide this way. Oh, when you slide this way. Slide this way. Oh, when you slide this way. When you slide this way. When you slide this way. Because like, I feel like when I pass out, like I kind of like keep thinking of one thing. And then it's just, I keep thinking about it until I like pass out. And then I'm like, I'm clocked. I'm like gone. I'm asleep. I'm hidden the REM. So that's really cool. I actually really liked the way they produced that. But yeah, that basically wraps up Cigarettes After Sex. Thank you guys so much for joining me with our Mainstream Artist of the Week. Moving on to our Discovered Artist of the Week today, we have, I think it's pronounced Re or Rye, R-H-Y-E. I think it's Rye. But yeah, Rye was someone, I did have to like deep dive a little bit on who sounded a little bit like Cigarettes After Sex, because like you can tell this type of music is super, 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 super unique. But yeah, Rye is from Toronto, Canada. And the genres that are actually stated under Rye is alternative R&B, down-tempo, and soul, which you can kind of tell a little bit, but the way they produce their music is very much kind of leaning to Cigarettes After Sex and kind of the aesthetic as well. Rye is, like I said, a Canadian musician, also known by Mike Milosh or Milosh. But yeah, it's basically just consists of him and Danish instrumentalist Robin Hannibal. And yeah, they've been active since 2010. They are signed to Loma Vista Records. And, oh, actually, past member Robin Hannibal, no longer with, I guess, the band or the artist himself. But yeah, I was looking into the discography, and we have two albums that I kind of want to play off of, which is interesting because Apple Music actually has them under electronic and alternative sounds, songs, like genre, which you know my vendetta against alternative music. It's just a little bit broad. And electronic for their album called Woman, which is not, I don't know. I don't exactly picture it being electronic, but maybe you guys give me your opinion and tell me otherwise. But before we get into listening to their album Woman, which was the main one I wanted to listen to, I did want to play this one song off of their more recent album from 2018 called Blood. And there's a song called Song For You. And we can kind of hear where there's like some qualities of Cigarettes After Sex coming out of it. We'll listen to it, we'll come back, we'll talk about it a little bit, and then move on to their album Woman. You'll listen to CITR 101.9, and this is Song For You. What you need. welcome back. That was Song For You by Rye. Kind of the same thing, kind of similar to Ambient Slide. The ending is just a little bit repetitive with I feel your heart, baby, I feel your pain. Something that I love, it's not exactly talking about, you know, falling asleep. So there might be another reason for the repetitiveness of the ending of the song. But it kind of just like talking about love and kind of just talking about that pain, which can be repetitive for some people. So honestly, that's how I interpret it. Pretty good song. I definitely do think that if you fully slowed it down, you could actually kind of like, I think it's like, it's kind of like the super, I think it's the drums kind of what makes Cigarettes After Sex also so iconic. It's like the little, it's kind of like the boom, like the main drum hit, and then the little like stick tap on the side of the drum. I wish I knew that terminology. I'm so sorry, guys. But anyway, moving on, the next song that I want to play about Rye, from Rye, is One of Those Summer Days. And then if we have enough time, we'll play Major Minor Love and Woman, which is the title track off of the Woman album, released back in 2013. Long ago. It's been a minute. But yeah, we'll listen to the song, come back, talk about it a little bit more, and then wrap up our show because we are T-minus 7 minutes away from the Eclectic Lunch. You listen to CITR 101.9 on Discali, and this is One of Those Summer Days.
Wish you could see. Just a tiny one.
One of Those Summer Days by Rye. Great song, honestly. It's very tranquil, kind of like serenity, if that makes sense. You can definitely tell a little bit, or like you can kind of compare them to Cigarettes After Sex, definitely with the electric guitar being used here. Something that we do see that's different, actually, is the use of a saxophone, and I'm pretty sure I think it might have been an oboe or a trumpet. I can't tell. But I can definitely hear some saxophone in the back, which kind of brings in a bit of like a jazz theme to it as well. But love that song. Very, very chill. I do want to announce that up next at noon, we do have Dave Radio Presents The Eclectic Lunch. So stay tuned. Stick around. It's always a fun time with Dave. But yeah, unfortunately, we won't have time to listen to Woman, which is one more song that I wanted to play after this one. So I've chosen to play Major Minor Love, sign off, and yeah, conclude the episode for today. Guys, thank you so much for listening to Discali. I'll see you guys next week with another artist and another discovered artist of the week. I do have actually two concerts lined up this week, which I have Cigarettes After Sex and Mr. Omar Apollo. But I'll leave you guys to it. You're listening to Major Minor Love by Rye. Guys, thank you so much, and I'll see you guys next week.
Triple time, a dark rhythm beating just behind. Exposed, so subtle reward.